Today in Britain, new anti-terror legislation goes to Parliament. The Labour government, under Prime Minister Tony Blair, has introduced several bills over the past few years aimed at thwarting terrorist attacks. This one is more far-reaching than the others and brings into question freedoms of speech and religion. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from London.
It wasn't long after suicide bombers hit London's public transport system in July that Prime Minister Tony Blair stated that the rules of the game had changed. He warned extremists looking to harm the United Kingdom that they would be dealt with sharply. The legislation is a major step in making his words a reality. There are several controversial provisions of the bill. For example, it will allow the authorities to hold suspected terrorists without charge for up to 3 months. Currently, a suspect can be held for 2 weeks. Charles Clarke, the Home Secretary, says investigators need more time than that when dealing with sophisticated terror networks.
Where you need to disencrypt a material, where you need to work internationally, where you have to sift vast quantities of data, but the two-week period is not enough. I think the case is actually made for 3 months.
The bill would beef up antiquated conspiracy laws. It would also make it easier for the government to deport anyone considered to be an extremist or inciting hatred that could lead to violence. This provision is tricky because it means that the British government will have to receive assurances that those being deported would not be tortured once they're back home, says Shami Chakrabarty, the executive director of the British human rights group Liberty.
The government is saying that it thinks it can secure what are called diplomatic assurances, a sort of promise that whatever the appalling state of human rights in a country like Algeria, for example, will be a piece of paper that promises that this individual will not be tortured.
Chakrabarty says she doubts the promises will be worth much more than the paper they're printed on. And she points out that all the bombers involved in the July attacks were British citizens, and that the government would be better to recruit members of the Islamic community than alienate them. There's a lively international feel at this popular cafe in the heart of Leicester, about 100 miles north of London. There are a number of large ethnic communities in Leicester. About 40,000 Muslims live here. Sheikh Ibrahim Mogra, a local imam, says the proposed new legislation has created a lot of controversy and confusion within the Muslim community. One of the key provisions could have an effect on his work. The provision would make it an offense to condone, justify, or encourage terrorism. Mogra says during Friday prayers, he often talks about what's happening in Iraq, Afghanistan, Chechnya, and the Israel-Palestinian issue, and what role Islam should play in any of these situations.
I need to be sure that what I'm saying will not be misread by the law enforcing agencies as being supportive of terrorist activity or glorifying terrorist activity.
Mogra says he doesn't have a clear sense of what he is or is not allowed to say, and that the overly broad provisions of the anti-terror bill are ripe for abuse that could stretch beyond the Muslim community. That notion was driven home recently. During the annual Labour Party political conference, an 82-year-old man, a Holocaust survivor, began heckling Britain's foreign minister, Jack Straw. Security guards tried to remove the man from the building.
Would you just go with him?
Police arrested the man using current anti-terrorism laws. The incident sparked widespread outrage. The next day, Prime Minister Blair apologized for the incident, saying he knows that civil liberties cannot be ignored. But he said that the country also understands that national security is paramount, so tough measures are needed.
I do think people in the country expect me as Prime Minister to be saying, look, hang on, there are certain things that we're not going to tolerate if, by tolerating them, we end up putting people's lives at risk.
The new anti-terror bill will be debated in Parliament. Prime Minister Blair has made it clear he wants it made law as soon as possible. Jackie Northam, NPR News, London.